The federal government is opening new family detention centers for recently arrived immigrants. It's hoped this will speed the process of considering their claims for asylum. But civil rights advocates have challenged the practice of detaining mothers and children who are caught coming into this country illegally. SNPR's John Burnett reports lawyers say the immigrants are not being given time to tell their stories.
The 20-year-old Salvadoran woman, who is a lead plaintiff in a lawsuit against the government's new policy of family detention, is identified only by her initials, MSPC, to protect her from retaliation. She speaks from a phone inside a family detention center in Artesia, New Mexico. MSPC says she and her infant son fled La Libertad province in El Salvador because she was targeted by rival street gangs. One pressured her to be an informant. The other accused her of being that informant. She says she was also abused by a violent husband. She and her baby crossed into Texas in June on her way to find her grandmother in Los Angeles when she was arrested for illegal entry. MSPC is one of 10 plaintiffs suing the Department of Homeland Security over its policies and practices at the Artesia Family Residential Center. 648 women and children are being held in a housing unit inside of a Border Patrol training academy while they await the outcome of their asylum cases. It's a sort of family-friendly prison. There are snacks and drinks, school classrooms, a playroom, a basketball court, and a soccer field, but the detainees are not free to leave. It's very hard to be locked up here, MSPC says. My son turned a year old here, and I was so happy that he took his first steps, but I'm sad that it happened within these four walls. The lawsuit questions the policy of family detention and the practices inside these new holding centers, which include a high rate of asylum denial, says Lee Gallant. He's deputy director of the ACLU's National Immigrants' Rights Project.
The women and children who are being denied asylum in these claims have very strong claims, yet they are being routinely denied asylum and are going to be sent back to countries where they are certainly going to be abused and maybe face death.
The detention center at Artesia, New Mexico, is one of three such facilities in the U.S. There's a small one in Berks County, Pennsylvania, and a repurposed men's jail in Carnes City, Texas. A fourth facility, the biggest of them all, with 2,400 beds, is under construction in South Texas. In an emailed statement to NPR, a spokesman with Immigration and Customs Enforcement said the surge of Central Americans across the border this summer forced ICE to increase its capacity to detain and expedite their removal. He said the new detention centers are an effective option to maintain family units and reduce flight risk while they await the outcome of immigration hearings or deportation.
Let's face it, enforcing immigration laws is a hard business.
Dan Cadman worked with the old Immigration and Naturalization Service and later ICE for nearly 30 years. He's currently a fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies. Cadman says it's a hard fact that the only way the government can ensure an order of removal is carried out is by detaining that individual.
Aliens who are not detained, if the results aren't the results that they had hoped for and the order is for removal, they don't show up for removal, they abscond.
But immigration lawyers argue that what ICE has done is create deportation mills.
There is this idea that because people are detained, we need to move things faster.
Edna Yang is general counsel of American Gateways in Austin, which provides pro bono legal help to immigrants. Under a sped-up system, she says immigrants have restricted access to lawyers and less time to understand the complicated asylum process, less time to obtain supporting documents from home, or to even use the phone.
But when you then start to put time pressures and constraints on credible fear interviews, what it does is make the system more efficient, but compromises due process in general.
The new ICE detention policy creates a double standard. Mothers with children are caught and detained, but current laws compel the government to continue releasing unaccompanied immigrant children to go live with family members in the U.S., where they remain free while they await their day in immigration court. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.